the Shuja operation between FRDC and UPDF in the north of North Kivu and the south of Ituri province is ongoing since 2 years now. And the government of DRC and Uganda decided to create a second operation in Ituri where militia CODECOM is killing Congolese people, especially those of the ethnic group of Hema. And now Uganda reinforced their troops in DRC because some will continue fighting against ADF in the north of North Kivu, the zone of Beni and Lubero, and others will go to the north in Ituri province to work alongside FRDC in fighting against CODECO and other militia in Ituri province. And when people saw the last tweets of the chief of staff of Uganda forces calling M23 leaders hero, saying he's fighting, they are fighting for their freedom, people think that Ugandan chief of staff is an enemy of DRC as he's close to the M23 rebellion.
We have also heard and seen in the various reports that the UN is decrying what it calls summary executions of at least 3 children by the M23 in DR Congo's Bukavu city in eastern DRC this past week. Why would they execute children?
The reason why can be difficult to know, but, you know, the city of Bukavu was abandoned by the FRDC a night before that M23 came in Bukavu, and many soldiers were leaving their equipment in the city. So Bukavu had a lot of weapons anywhere, everywhere in the city, and some young guys, young people, took weapons and uniforms, starts working in Bukavu. Then when M23 get in the city, some children, not even young people, but children, some of them by age of 12 years old, was using their gun on air and sometimes on the M23. And when responding, M23 was killing these children. That's what sources in Bukavu said. And we also saw some videos of M23 shooting in the direction of these kids and telling people, let us know where are these kids which are playing with guns so that we must kill them.
And the UN spokesperson is also saying there's bona fide or documented cases of ill treatment, conflict-related sexual and gender-based violence. Have you been hearing about that too?
Yes, not only in Bukavu, that started in Goma, and this is general, you know, in eastern Congo. Rape has been used as a weapon of war since decades, and we must also know that the people who are implicated in this fighting are the same who were implicated in almost all fightings of Eastern DRC. They are the same actors with a different name. All Wazalendo were Mai Mai before, and all M23 officers and fighters were in the first M23, were in CNDP, were in RCD, and all these groups were appointed to be perpetrators of mass rape in the city they control. So in Bukavu, there were rape of many women, and we don't know if it's only M23 or only Wazalendo or only FRDC, but for now, Bukavu is under M23 control. M23 is the first to be pointed to be the actor of the mass rape of women in the city.